Hey, you guys, my name is Brooke, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, and I am your host and the creator. So basically, on my podcast, I'll mainly be talking about things relating to lifestyle. So anything from me ranting about my life or anything I see on social media that I want to talk about or whatever. If you guys find that interesting, then subscribe, share my podcast with your family, friends, or whoever you know that enjoy listening to podcasts. Sit back, relax, get your little snackies, whatever you like to eat, and let's get this episode popping. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode. And happy Thursday or Friday, whatever day you're tuning in. And so I know in my last episode, I talked to you guys about my latest fiasco with the oral surgeon and trying to get my teeth done. Last Thursday, I think I had my appointment. I think it was last Thursday. I had an appointment with the oral surgeon because I just came to the conclusion that I was just going to get the teeth pulled because I'm just tired of going back and forth. And so unfortunately, I could not make the appointment because for some reason, which I think sounds still a little suspicious, their system, I guess they use to process people's insurances or something like that, somehow it got breached and I could not make an appointment. And then on top of that, you guys, they told me that it could take up to 2 to 3 weeks to get fixed. And so I haven't called back since last week because I'm hoping and praying that they will call me soon. But in all honesty, I am just kind of ready to just pull out the teeth myself. I just feel like every time I take one step forward, I'm taking one step backwards. And I guess for me, you guys, I'm just frustrated with the whole situation because I've been dealing with this for over a month now and I need to find a resolution. So please, you guys, pray for me that I will find something soon because these people are getting on my nerves. But anyway, you guys, besides my fiasco with the oral surgeon, today's episode, what I want to talk about is something I saw on TikTok. It was actually a couple of videos that just made me realize how crappy dating has become. And also, why are some women so ungrateful as far as when it comes to what they expect their dates to do for them? Mind you, we're only like in the first or second date and you want this man to drop like $1,000 on you. Like, girl, have you lost your mind? So I thought, you know, like I said, I would just come on and talk about the videos that I saw. So like I say in my intro, get your little snackies and let's get this episode popping. So the first video that I saw on TikTok that caught my eye was of this woman complaining to her date because she wanted to go out to the Capitol Grill, and I think it was their second or third date, but instead he decided to cook them a delicious steak dinner. And apparently she had a problem with it, and like in a video she was complaining about how the food looked crusty, specifically the steak. And this is my whole thing. Number one, girl, I understand you wanted to go to the Capitol Grill, but at the same time, I feel like if someone puts in the effort to actually cook for you and that food is actually delicious, for me, you get extra brownie points, okay? Because number one, not all men know how to cook. That's a big plus, okay? And number two, now not everybody knows how to throw down in the kitchen, because you got some people that can say they can cook, but ask yourself, have They tasted their food and have other people tasted their food. And what have they said? And I guess for me, I just feel like it's more special if somebody cooks for you that actually really knows how to cook. I mean, yes, going out to dinner can be a special occasion, but I don't understand why somebody cooking you dinner is not as special or even more special. Because first of all, do you know how much money it costs to go out to dinner nowadays? Okay. And then on top of that, how much it costs to go grocery shopping? Okay. Inflation is a mess. It is crazy. So even though in the video at one point she was like, thank you, but I wanted to go to the Capitol Grill, I just kept thinking in my head, why can you not just be grateful that this man actually cooked you a hot meal, okay? And then on top of that, like I said, she was talking about how the food looked crusty, especially the steak. And I'm just thinking like, girl, now you know you tripping. That steak do not look crusty, okay? Because let me tell you, if I could have been able to jump through my phone, I would have took that plate right from her because, girl, that food looked good. I believe it was... Also, he made mashed potatoes and either asparagus or green beans, and they also had some wine. But let me tell you, that plate that he made for her looked good, okay? She was tripping because I would have gladly taken that plate because, girl, you are doing too much. Like, take several seats, okay? So that was the first video. The second video was of this girl complaining that her date, well, it was actually a lunch date, okay? And he took her to Shake Shack, and she was complaining about that. She kept saying in the video, look at me, you know, basically like, why would he take someone that looks like me to Shake Shack? And I think he said he spent $50 on both of their meals together. And this is my thing. Number one, I don't get it with some of y'all females. Why do y'all expect a man to drop like $1,000 on y'all on like the first or second date? This man don't really know you like that. So you really expect him to spend all this money on you? Number two, when she kept complaining about how she looked and how I guess she felt like, why would you take somebody that looked like me to Shake Shack? Number one, girl, understand, look, your face does look good. It's beat to the gods. But the rest of your outfit doesn't really give me fine dining, five-star establishment. It gives me you're, you know, ready to take a jog or take a run. I just don't get it. I guess for me, I just couldn't get the comparison, okay? Like, girl, yes, your face is beat to the gods, but the rest of you is dressed very casually. So I don't get why you expected him to take you to a fancy, expensive restaurant when you're not really even dressed the part. Your face is the part, but the rest of your outfit is not the part. I'm sorry, boo-boo. And then the third video I saw was of this girl going on a date with this guy. I think it was their first or second date, and the guy pulled up in his car, and when he rolled down the window, the girl had nerve to tell the guy, well, you need to basically pay for my babysitter in order to take me out on this date. And I believe she said it was like $250. Well, first of all, lady, number one, do you have baby kids? Because why is the babysitter $250? Like, what are your kids really like? Because that's a lot of money to be charging to watch somebody's kids. That's number one. Number two, if you knew or if you could not find a babysitter, then you should have canceled the date. And number three, the biggest one of all, how do you feel like it's your date's duty to pay for your babysitter when I'm pretty sure none of those kids are his? That's the thing that really got me. You trying to tell me that this man should pay for your babysitter for your kids, mind you, your kids, so he can take you out for this date. How does that sound? And look, I don't really like to speak too much about how people, you know, parent their kids and stuff like that because I do not have any children of my own. But I just feel like at the end of the day, as a woman, you have to be able to hold your own, okay? You have to make sure your kids are taken care of. And I just feel like that is really ignorant to try to make somebody else feel responsible for kids that are not even his kids. And then the other thing that I feel like is so unnecessary is when people be pulling out their phones and recording. And my whole thing is this: you're trying to record to make the other person look like the bad guy or whatever, but in actuality, you're really the person in the wrong, and it just don't make no sense. And look, I'm not making this episode to bash women and talk bad about us, but I feel like some of us need a reality check in the sense of y'all can't be demanding all of these things on someone that you're just meeting like for the first or second time. Like, it does not make any sense. And it also looks bad for us other women out here that are really some good catches, okay? I'm just saying, like, not all women behave that way. For example, I would never tell a guy that cooked me a meal for our date that it was crusty or no, I'm going to enjoy that meal, every morsel, every bite. And like I said earlier, I just feel like when it comes to dating nowadays, it is just trash. I just think a lot of people nowadays are not really looking for personality. They're not really looking to get to know the person. It's all about the money and the materialistic things. And like I've said before, when you leave this earth, you cannot take none of that stuff with you. All of that money, all the jewels, whatever, is going to stay here on earth. So I guess for me, I think we need to get back to the fundamentals of dating as far as just getting to know someone for who they are instead of trying to figure out their bank account status. Because when it comes to money, it can only buy you happiness until a certain extent. So that is why I say it's important to appreciate the little things in life or the people that you have in your circle in your life, because you really just never know. It's important, I feel like, when it comes to dating and really getting to know someone, you take the time out to look past the superficial stuff, the materialistic things, and really understand, can you really see yourself with that person? Because I feel like the purpose of dating is to see if you guys have a connection. It's not to see if how much money can this person put into your bank account or how much money can they spend on you. I feel like that should not be the basis of your relationship. Yes, it is important to have your finances together, but if you're just only concerned about money, then are you truly seeking love and happiness? I feel like sometimes people forget that when someone is spending time with you, that is just as valuable as money, because you cannot get time back. And another thing I want to talk about really quickly is having standards or preference. And look, I'm not saying that you should not have a standard or preference when it comes to your potential partner in your life. I think it's a good thing because it shows what you're willing to take and what you're willing not to take. But I feel like sometimes people be having some ridiculous standards or preferences, and half the time they don't even apply it to themselves and it don't even make sense. And I think when you get to that point, you may need to kind of take a step back and really reevaluate your preferences and standards, because it may start sounding a little superficial. For example, I was watching a video on TikTok not that long ago, and it was a video of these two girls getting interviewed by this guy. And I think he was asking them, like, what is your deal breaker or what's something that you look for in a guy, whatever. And it was another content creator stitching a video, like commenting on a video. And so the girl in the video, the one thing that she said is that she wants somebody that works out, like goes to the gym. And the content creator that was stitching the video, like making a response, she said something like, well, ma'am, not to be rude, but you don't look like you go to the gym either. And I was cracking up, but this is my whole thing. How are you going to have a standard of your partner going to the gym and looking good, but you don't have that same standard for yourself? I feel like you can't apply a standard to someone that you're not going to also follow. It's just, are you being serious right now? Or even, I remember I made an episode talking about, does height matter in a relationship? And just talking about how my boyfriend is a little bit shorter than me. And the fact that you have some women or some men that have a requirement of how tall their potential partner should be. It's almost like a standard. And it's kind of like, that's ridiculous because you can't control people's heights. That is part of their genetic makeup. I've said this before. And that's why I say when it comes to standards and preferences like that, I feel like in that case, some people need a reality check because I don't know where you are getting these ideals from, really. And so I guess to sum up this episode, I just want you guys to remember that it's important to be humble in life, and especially when it comes to dating and finding your person or whatever, just appreciate instead of always looking for materialistic things. And most importantly, it's better to have someone earn your love than buy it, because a lot of the videos that I saw on TikTok, I just felt like a lot of the women on there was trying to seem as though the men had to spend all this money on them or whatever just to prove that they are worth dating them. And this is my thing. Why are you so concerned about what this man can buy you when he's trying to get to know you, the individual? The only thing you care about is if he's going to buy me a Louis Vuitton bag or some Gucci shoes or some Prada shoes. You don't even really care about him. You just care about what he can buy you, not provide you. So that said, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. I felt like I started ranting as I got towards the end, but I think you guys will still enjoy it. And hopefully in my next episode, I can give you guys a better update about my fiasco with the oral surgeon. And remember, if you can take anything away from this episode, just remember to be humble, because like my mom has always said, you get more bees with honey than with vinegar. So you guys, that will conclude this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, like I say in my intro, definitely subscribe, share the podcast. If you have any questions or inquiries, all of my information is in the description box of every episode. And other than that, you guys, stay blessed, stay positive, be safe, and peace.